Well, it's our pleasure to get to share our information. 2007 had a lot of challenges, but it also turned out to be a really good year overall for our program. And so we're kind of excited. Our staff's kind of excited about where we're at and where we're headed. So we'll get through this day, though. I want to appreciate our board of directors. It's been really positive support for the and our TAC committee and, of course, USDA APHIS for the funds that, that have come into the program through the National Cotton Council. We greatly appreciate that. We'll start with the zones. Of course, these are the five zones that we have in Arkansas. Most of you are probably familiar with this. These are the areas that we work in. In the Southwest zone, we have very few acres left. Cotton's just about gone over there, but this was a very, very heavily infested weevil area when the program was begun. This is the third year in a row we hadn't caught any weevils in the cotton growing areas in Louisiana. So it's kind of nice. We're not very far from some infestation levels, and as the Texas program continues to make progress, I think our risk is less and less that we'll reinfest. So we're really pleased. We were concerned we might have some migration issues back 3 or 4 years ago before the program got started because there were some sizable population, but we never had a problem. It's about probably 40 to 50 miles as the crow flies over there, so we've been really fortunate not to have a problem develop. This is our information from 1998. They caught 3.99 weevils per trap. This is the first full season of the program. They didn't really have dipause information, at least available. Louisiana actually started this program in 1997 and carried it on, and we didn't pick this program up until 2000. But they did a terrific job. If you look at their spraying during that period, they sprayed average of 12, 13 times those first three seasons, and they really had the population down when we took it up in 2000. So it was a good start to the program. Of course, this is our Southeast program area. We're very close to being done in the Southeast. You notice the Ashley County area, the weevils that we have caught, about 99% of them have been caught within 10 miles of the southern border there in Ashley County. The rest of the area is going north and maintained weevil free. We did catch two or three up in the south of Pine Bluff, but we're sure they were put there. We actually had one trap that had a whole weevil plus a leg, and some of these areas, and we had started changing our trap position so we could tell if they were tampered with, and the other two we caught were in traps that had definitely been tampered with. But that's the only weevils that have been caught north of that area in the last 2 or 3 years. So it's really nice. We had some real bad problems early in Jefferson County, and we were able to work through those, and that's been weevil free for the last 2 years. So very good progress. If you look at the numbers, in 2000, that was also the first full season of trapping. There was 5.54 weevils per trap. This last year, we were at 0.0051 weevils. Now, the thing is, we've reduced trapping significantly. At one point, we would have had about 120,000 traps, and now we're running about 10 to 12. So that really affects this number of weevils per trap. Actually, there would be a lot more zeros in front of that if we had trap spacing at 300 foot all over the zone. So we're running into that and reporting. So we have begun to report total weevils. It might give you a little better view of where we're at. Again, we're catching these weevils in the same area. This is about, this is the third season in a row we've caught very similar numbers in the same area. Our acreage was down some. So this is showing a 47% reduction. If you looked at it per acre, it wouldn't be that much. And for the last 4 years, this area has been catching the same number of weevils, and it's isolated down on the southwest corner of our zone. Central zone in 2000, we had 203,000 acres. We had a sizable reduction in acreage. The year before, we had like 355,000 acres in this zone, and 1 year it went down that much. Some of our other areas didn't go down much. We averaged about 28% reduction across the state last year in cotton acreage, and we're expecting another 10% from what we're hearing right now this year. But we did have a big reduction in that area. One particular cotton grower reduced his acres 20,000 acres, just one grower, so that had a pretty big effect. This is, of course, our trapping information. You go back to 2000. This was the dipause phase of the program. We averaged 15.66 weevils per trap. You can see our 2007 information, 0.00211. In the central zone, we caught 220 weevils. About 208 or 9 of them were caught in 5 or 6 fields called the back gate fields against the Tennessee Island up in the northeast corner. We didn't catch anything south of I-40. In fact, if you leave I-40, you have to get within about 10 or 15 miles of the Louisiana line before we had another catch all the way up to I-40 this year. So that whole area is weevil free. And this is what we caught last year, and we're catching them in that northeast portion of the zone against Mississippi County and against the Tennessee Islands. And that's the same area we've caught, the only area we've caught in the last couple of years in this zone. But we're real good shape. I do want to mention that Tennessee had great reductions this year in their program. We had been having some concerns about movement back and forth, but they had great reductions. I know they really stepped up on their spraying protocols, and it showed a great influence. I think they had about an 80-something percent reduction just in this one year this year. And it's turned that area completely around for us. Northeast Ridge Zone. This area we had extensive trouble 2 or 3 years ago against our zone, Mississippi County, and also against the Missouri program. We had quite a bit of some real high numbers through those years. But once Missouri the last year, 2 years has done a great job. Their numbers are real low. They're going to be right at the door of being through like we are in the Northeast Ridge Zone. You can see in 2001, that's the dipause phase. We averaged 8.7 weevils, and now we're at 0.0079. And we did have a very significant trap reduction to still have that low a number. They caught a total of 46 weevils this year in that zone. And we really don't expect to catch, especially since Missouri is very close to finishing, and all the west side of our northeast delta area is zeroed out way back in the year. So, they've got a large area in there now that we shouldn't have any problem with migration or movement. Go to the northeast delta zone. We're in the fifth year. We had a terrific year here. A couple of years ago, we stepped up our protocols in some of these areas. We had been pretty aggressive spraying, but we had an area that had caught about 80% of the weevils in that zone. It was 20-something thousand acres that caught 80 or 85% of that. We talked to the TAC committee, and we went in there early, even prior to Pinhead, with ground rigs and treated a couple of passes around the fields on every field that caught. When they hit Pinhead, we automatically sprayed the fields that had caught three times, and we continued with that. We started off with 800 in this area, weevils in the spring, and ended up with only 200 peak in the fall. So we reduced the population 75% from spring to fall. If any of y'all are familiar with boll weevil population, that's by far the most effective treatment protocol we've ever applied anywhere. So we stepped that up, and this year we're seeing great results from that in the fifth year of the program. We were 9.58 weevils per trap in the dipause phase, 0.0015 this year. About a 93.5% reduction just in this season alone. And again, we think it's because of the stepped up protocols. When you get to very, very low numbers of boll weevils, it seems to us that even if you spray some fields that don't have weevils in them, the fields that you miss that would have had reproductive weevils will end up and cost you a lot more spraying in the fall. And we've seen this over and over. As Tennessee picked up their protocols this year, you could see it in Missouri when they changed their protocols. You can see it in Tennessee this year when they changed theirs. Just a dynamic turnaround, the reductions that we're having. Trap line information, well, those were all just individual weevils that were captured through the zones. And our boll weevil survey, we've continued to do this. This year, What we do, we go out and we select 10 fields per county, randomly select them, and we go out and walk a large circular path in the field. We pick 100 either green squares or green bowls that are hostable fruit, and we determine the percent damage in those fields. And it's just the backup to our trapping information, another way of looking at it. But we calculate the percent damage, and then damage doesn't always represent actual economic loss, but it does represent that weevil activity in the fields when we get into early September is when we do this survey. And this last year, we didn't find a damaged square in our survey. So it's kind of nice to see the benefits. When you look at it, a lot of people still think you should find weevil damage. Well, you can if you've got some populations, if you spend a really lot of time. But if you do a random square count and you're at very, very low numbers, the odds you picking weevils up is very slim. So these traps are so much more effective in eradicating boll weevil than field surveys. It's the reason we can do our job. Of course, this is the history of our surveys to give you some idea of the impact. If you look at the Delta Zone back in 2000, actually the Delta and the Ridge were sampled together because neither one of them were in the program at that time. We had an average of over 70% damage in that first week of September. And you can see as we went through the program, as the numbers came down in the Ridge Zone and in the Central Zone, Southeast Zone, but all those have zeroed out. So you can certainly tell the difference in the fields. Anyway, thank you. Do y'all have any questions? Or? Yes, Tom. Okay, we're not really treating the field, Tom. We're just treating the boundaries. We're trying to get the tractors in. A lot of times in the spring, you have trouble getting the kind of trapping information you want week to week to week. And if we've caught a weevil in that spring period, we want to get to it and be sure we have treated it. It's such a small percent of fields in these zones now. It's not a large cost area, and we believe it's reducing some of those populations around the, by getting in there a little earlier. We're certainly seeing the impact. And then just when it hits pinhead, we treat the entire field. And we do that 2 to 3 times automatically. And once we get to these low, low numbers, I mean, we've got less than 1% of the fields that are catching. It doesn't take that much, so we'll go back and automatic treat now twice at least every time we catch a weevil. And normally we eliminate these weevils in these fields. I mean, on the big percent of fields, we eliminate them. You can really see this in the southeast where we catch anywhere from 15 to 30 weevils all spring all the way up into September. Those fields that we treat those singles in that manner, hardly any of those fields ever catch again. And then when we get to movement time, we start getting a scattering of weevils showing up through it and an increase. But
does that tell me that you're not confident in people going out there and characterizing the development of that plant?
Well, I think by having the plant covered as it hits pinhead, I think it's just really critical because you don't know that the weather's going to be where you can get a ground rig in there in a week or 10 days. And if you can get it and it's at like fourth leaf or, a week or two before pinhead, we're going to go ahead and treat a couple of rounds. So we know we get that area treated. And I think it has some impact. Certainly those weevils that are there that we've caught, if there's others in the edges of those fields, they're not going to move to another field or another place to trigger a field later. So I don't know. It's just something that seemed to really, when we got the results, Tom, we compared this 20-something thousand acres with the rest of our zone. We got 90% reduction in the rest of the zone. We got 98% reduction in one season. And our spring to fall numbers, like I said, went up from nearly 800 weevils in that 22,000 to less, just barely over 200 as the fall peak. And, I don't think any of us will find very many zones with that kind of reduction from spring to fall. Yes?
Or do you treat all of
No, we have a guideline we go by that the TAC committee has developed. If we're catching in more than 10% of the fields, we'll just treat that field and the field adjacent to it. And if it's a large field, we'll only treat a portion of that field. Once we get below 10% of the fields triggering, then we'll go on one weevil and we'll treat that field and the field adjacent to it. Once we get below 3% of the fields triggering, we go to that field and every field surrounding it. And now when we get down to this 1% thing, we're going to that field and every field around it and automatically treating. And we're having very, very good success with that. You know, it sounds like you're wasting a lot of money, but when you look at the budgets and what we spent and the spring populations versus the fall, it's very clear we use much less insecticide in those areas that we've done a really good job through the spring than we do in the other areas.
We have to leave it there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.